Kitchen story time. Today we are cooking with Marin and Adam in the kitchen.
Watch out, hot butter coming through.
Oh, that was a close one.
Marin and Adam in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. Well, Adam, what are we cooking today? I see you've got a lot going on in here.
Today we are making a fresh homemade bread pudding.
Bread pudding,
Irish recipe. We've got the brioche bread.
The brioche bread for the Irish recipe. Mm-hmm. Oh, delicious.
We've got a gigantic stick of original Irish butter. No substitutes. We've got one entire carton of heavy whipping cream, plus another entire carton of heavy whipping cream. I'm currently...
Now, by carton, I'm looking at this here, and I'm thinking this is a small carton, Adam. Mm-hmm. What do you define as a carton?
A carton. Yes.
In absolutely. This case, this one is approximately the size of, I don't know, 2 cups?
Sure, 2 cups, why not?
And where did this recipe come from?
Well, this comes from the long-lost tradition of... I'm sorry, I can't keep a straight face. I just poured this gigantic stick of brioche bread into the melted butter, and now we're going to stick that into the toaster oven. How are we going to do this? My goodness.
I would say carefully, Adam.
Oh, Marin, you are a goofball. The ball of goofs, the goof of the ball.
It's my middle name.
It is. Now, you have to be sure not to get distracted, because we're pouring in all of the cream into the milk.
Now, folks, you can't see this, but Adam has a large saucepan here on the stove. He's got probably, I don't know, 3 cats worth of milk in this fry pan, and it's just simmering. I don't know. It's actually on off. Adam, does this fry pan need to be on?
You know, first things first, I am of the school of thought that, you know, you take one thing at a time. You do the first thing before the next thing, and if you're not ready to turn on the fry pan, then don't jump the gun.
Don't run before you can walk.
Don't run before you can walk. Don't turn on the pan before you've got all of the heavy whipping cream in the world inside, ready to get fried up.
He's exaggerating. It's not all of the whipping cream in the world. It's just all the whipping cream of Portland.
Of Portland.
We've got about 20 gallons here, folks. Quite a lot. Mm-hmm.
You might have heard about the ice storm that shut down the roads. Well, the ice storm has cleared the roads open. However, there is still a shortage of heavy whipping cream in the greater Portland metropolitan area. So if you're reading this and you're at home, do stay at home, because let me tell you, it's rough out there. There's short demand.
Milk the dog, folks. There's nothing coming from the cows.
Yep, none left at all. None left at all.
Now, I've got a question for you, Adam. This bread over here, this brioche bread, is very light. Oh, sorry, brioche. I've been corrected. Brioche. Mm-hmm.
Brioche. Yes, continue.
Some of the bread is very lightly toasted, and other of it is black. Tell me your thoughts on that.
You know, there is an art to making beauty out of the curveballs that life throws. It's called curveball beauty art, and within the French style of cooking, they call it, of course, curveball beauty art. With the curveball beauty art, we take the curveballs that are given to us. For example, forgetting that the toaster is on is a curveball. And you know, you just sort of move to the side, you swing and a miss, but then you just sort of slice it up and pour butter on it, it's all good.
I suppose you can always scrape off the burn bits, can't you?
Scrape off the burn bits.
That's right.
Denial is a great strategy. I don't see any burned bits. It looks perfect.
Well, when you put it face down, there aren't any.
Exactly. Yes, I see you are well versed in the arts of brioche crème. Yeah.
Now, folks, you can't see this at home, but he's opening up yet another cat's worth of whipping cream. Mm-hmm. I thought we had used it all, but no, he's in fact putting more into the cold frying pan.
And there is a point of clarification for our listeners at home. She's saying a cat's worth. The unit, a cat's worth, that's not how much milk a cat would be drinking. This is actually the same volume of your standardized 48-ounce household cat. Yes.
Thanks for clearing that up for our viewers.
Exactly.
Our listeners who are unable to view, rather.
Exactly. For our listeners who are tuning in from Australia, Europe, and the greater Asia continent, this is approximately 500 milliliters of heavy whipping cream.
It's beauty. Well, folks, we're going to leave you with that for now, and I'll check back in with you in a few minutes after these messages from a sponsor. Cooking with Adam and Marin is brought to you in part by Carrie's Golden Milk Supply. If you need some milk, you know where to get it from. Isn't that right, Louisa?
Of course, you get it from the cow.
That's right, milk comes from cows. Are there other places that milk can come from, Louisa?
No, just the cows.
Well, there you have it. When you need milk, you buy the cow's milk from Carrie's. We're back, folks. That was the sound of an egg being cracked by none other than Adam. Adam. He's our in-house chef. We're back here cooking with Adam and Marin in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. He's cracking open these two eggs here. Oh my god, he's got a third egg.
Live from the studio, we have received reports that not two, in fact, three eggs now. When will it stop? We've got all of the cow's milk on board, we've got all of the butters churning out as much as it can, and now the eggs are in their coops, they're laying eggs. Gotta get this egg bread pudding on the table, ready to go. And can I get a little bit of, let's hear some happy accidents. All right, that's nice and toasty.
What you've missed since we've been from the break is Adam's now turned the stove on. He's added something brown so that the mixture in the fry pan looks kind of like, I don't know, someone put diarrhea in a bowl of cream.
Exactly. Now the looks of the dish are important, and much like making a sausage, you want to make sure at the end it's beautiful, but in between you've got to obscure the process. It's the French culinary art of obscure le process, and as you can tell, we are using the modern technology of making things look, you know, a little like the chef has no idea what's going on. But it's just a farce. It's just a muse.
Yes, because it's not actually diarrhea in this cream. No, it is vanilla.
Vanilla. Can you say vanilla?
Vanilla.
Let's turn it over to our resident in baby, chef in training, Rosamina.
Hi, Rosamina. What do you have to say for us? She's smiling. She's smiling. All right, that's great. Great words from the baby over here.
Very profound, succinct, concise, but really to the point, and really delivers a strong message. I think that, especially in this day and age, a little bit of...
That was another egg, just to clarify. We now have five eggs in the bowl.
Eggs. When will it stop?
Well, is it going to stop at six?
It hasn't stopped at six.
Nope. Seven eggs, folks. I'm just unsure of how far this is going to go because it looks as if it's going to be about 12 eggs at this point. So we'll check back into you after another break and a message from our sponsors. Cooking with Marin and Adam has been brought to you by
Bob's Igloos.
Bob's Igloos is a contributory part of Cooking with Marin and Adam. Can you give us a few more words about Bob's Igloos?
They're cold.
Thanks, Bob. We're back in the kitchen cooking with Marin and Adam.
Cooking with Marin and Adam!
And Adam now has, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 eggs in a bowl.
8 eggs in a bowl.
And how many slices of bread in total will we be using for this bread pudding today?
All of them.
That's great. That's a great number. All of them. And it was approximately 3 cats worth of milk.
3 cats worth. 3 to 3.5 cats worth. Now, remember, we're also going to need some whiskey for this. As you're probably remembering, unless you've forgotten, we have been marinating the whiskey in raisins for quite some time. And I would say, in terms of measurement, we're probably having about... probably about 5 to 6 standard drinks or 1 Irish drink's worth of whiskey available.
Irish whiskey, of course.
Irish, yes, of course.
We did go out and get special Irish whiskey as we only had another brand. I suppose we shouldn't name names, but it was a Canadian whiskey.
Yes.
And while smooth, it was not going to cut it.
No.
Not for, it's Irish bread pudding.
Exactly. We've got the Irish butter, which is yes. And please stay tuned. We are currently experiencing
baby cries.
Difficulties. While we readjust, we shall return momentarily.
With the new infant.
Well, we've pawned off the baby and are back here in the kitchen. Adam is stirring the heated up whipping cream. We've got a cup of sugar in with the eggs. We've got some vanilla in with the milk. We've got some butter in with the bread. Are there any lonely ingredients at the moment?
I'll tell you what's not lonely, the heat on this piece of toast in the back of the toaster. There is no shortage of heat and nor shortage of loneliness on this little goober. Now, for those of you who are at home who are wondering, oh man, I wish I could see what this buttery, drenched bread looks like in person. Well, let me tell you. Let me describe it for you. Imagine a golden mountain, fields of gray, greens have been turned into the golds of autumn. Imagine you're on rolling sheets, waves and waves of beautiful golden ore, slightly burnt too much, but not too much. And then imagine there is a rainstorm of pure butter. You are solid and you are goldeny brown, but with all of the cows of Ireland just churning away the butter, slippery slip, slippery slip. And that, sir, is what we have in the kitchen this evening.
I would describe it as an Ansel Adam photograph that could give you cholesterol.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yes, yes, yes. And I believe there is a recent artist who goes by the name Kushmama McCholesterol, who does, in fact, relate the findings of Ansel Adams to cholesterol and diabetes.
That is not accurate. Now, Adam, would you like me to scramble these eggs with the sugar over here? Maybe lend a hand?
One hand, please, yes. But only one at this present moment in terms of the number of assets we have available in the kitchen studio. We are currently quadruple
hand.
Yes.
Two assets of the, in the studio, isn't that right?
But, cue studio laughter.
And we'll be back after these messages.
Messages!
And we're back. What's the next step here, Adam?
The next step, according to our resident musician, Louisa, is the pouring and the icing.
2, 3, 4. The pouring and the icing. When they're fully poured. Poured and iced.
What do we do next? That was something.
So, we have currently warmed up the milk. Now, the instructions say turn it from heat and allow the milk to cool. Not sure what that step offered, but we're now moving on to the pouring stage. The pouring and the slicing. Not the icing, the slicing. All right. Can we, do we have sound effects crew Alpha ready to go on the
pouring
sound effects?
Here we are, pouring sound effects.
And currently we've got the eggs and the sugar, and then we've got 1,600 cats worth
of
milk. 3 cats worth. Sorry.
And that's the sound of pouring in the kitchen.
Glug, 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 glug. We'll be right back to you after this awkward pause.
Awkward.
Is it still recording?
It's still recording.
That's kind of awkward. Yeah. Okay.
Let me hit pause. Cooking with Maren and Adam is brought to you by
Lebkuchen.
Lebkuchen, for all of your Lebkuchen needs. Only $9.99 at your nearest
Einkaufszentrum.
Where you can be served by people such as our lovely heir,
Greta von Heisenberg.
And Frau
Peter Fompton.
Each and every day. Thank you so much for buying
Lebkuchen.
Who is a proud sponsor of Maren and Adam in the kitchen. Maren and Adam are back from the kitchen. What's the latest scoop, Adam?
The latest scoop is the scoop has been scooped of all the scoopings of bread are now mixed with the eggs and the raisins.
And listeners who are just now tuning in, what can we update them with?
We should first remind them that the show is brought to you by Inglethorpe's und Lederhosen German Translation School. Having trouble understanding that zany announcer in between commercial breaks? Singletroops and Lederhosen Schmeisers German School teaches you all of the latest stylings of German vocalisms. Once again, that's Lederhosenrup, Thinkelblops, German School.
Thanks for that message, Adam. Now, we're making some Irish bread pudding, an authentic homemade recipe from Adam's, I don't know, great aunt Lucille Bluth.
Yes, my great aunt Lucille Bluth, as you may have known from the hot steak water, copyright, no infringement intended. This over on here is our recipe. You can see we're at the nice point where we get a time to relax and enjoy the smells. Enjoy the smells of Irish whiskey. We've got the marinated raisins ready to go. We've got the eggs churning in inside. We've got the sugar on top. Now, do note that half of our stick of butter is still melted and is ready to go when we need to drizzle it on top at the end.
But not the half of stick of butter that you used to butter the pan, nor the other half of stick of butter, which Mm-mm. you used to put into the bread, which was then toasted.
Exactly, yes. These are separate half sticks of butter. And remember, this is only purest top-notch Irish butter.
And milk from Carrie's.
And milk from Carrie's.
Get your milk from Carrie's. Milk comes from cows.
It certainly does. Let's turn to our assistant sous chef, Marin. Now, Marin, can you tell us a little bit about the greasing of these pans over here?
Yes, Adam. I took these pans and I greased them. Is there something more you wanted to know?
Oh, the segment's over. I was trying to thank you so much, and that is our update. And let's, while we're waiting for this to start, let's get the weather report from our laureate anchor, Hatilda Matildegard. Thank you for joining us here, Hatilda Matildegard. Can you give us a weather report update?
It is nasty out there.
In what sense, Hatilda?
It's just real nasty. You got these nastiness up starting from the sky, and it just goes all the way to the ground, and you got it from the left to the right, and it's just nasty from top
so
to bottom.
It's been snowing?
I would say it's pretty nasty out there.
So what sort of clothes should we wear when we're going outside?
Well, you want to put your good clothes away and put the nasty clothes on in order to deal with the nasty weather out there, my dear.
All right. Well, thank you for that very undescriptive weather report, Hatilda. And back over here in the kitchen, we've got Adam stirring up this brioche bread that's been poured. The bread's been covered in butter and then toasted, then chopped up into bite-sized pieces. Now it's just covered in liquid milk and egg.
Yes, so imagine the swamp from Star Wars, or how about that other, the one with the Princess Bride, and there are all sorts of things swimming around in the swamp, and you have no idea what's about to happen. That is what our bread pudding looks like right now. This is really the moment of truth, folks. We are sitting at the edge of our seats, no idea what's going to happen.
Yep, we're going to take a break now to give Adam a bit more time to prepare this masterpiece, and we'll give you updates shortly after another message from our sponsors. Cooking with Martin and Adam is brought to you in part by
Fred's Fireplaces.
Thank you for being with us, Fred, today. Why is buying from Fred's Fireplaces so important to the global economy?
They're hot.
Thanks, Fred. To support local fireplaces, buy from Fred's Fireplaces, a proud sponsor of Marin and Adam in the kitchen. They're hot. Well,
dun,
here we
dun,
are.
Dun.
Oh, dear. Okay, that was shocking.
Dun,
and
dun, dun.
We're not done.
Dun, dun, dun.
And now we're...
The ladle has prepared. We are in the dipping phase. The tensions are high. And let me tell you, the studio audience is absolutely quiet. Everyone is sitting on the edge of their seats with bated breath. We have the first ladle. We have the bread is in the package. The bread is in the package, ladies and gentlemen. All right, and we're scooping it up there. Look at this. Look at bread pudding. We've got the brioche there. You can see it scooping around. We've got the whiskey-soaked raisins. We've got this mysterious concoction. Oh, man. This is going to be a good evening, let me tell you.
Now, Adam, how many times have you made this recipe?
Approximately a number. It's a number. I can't remember it. Wait, which number is it? Zero. That's correct. It's zero.
So you're saying this is the first time you've made bread pudding?
I have eaten bread pudding, and I have considered cooking bread pudding before, so I'm really no stranger to this field. You know, this it really comes as second nature at a certain
Should there
point.
Be this much liquid?
Judging from the awkward silence, we're going to leave that up to our studio audience. Let's just make a vote out of that, and we'll get back to you. But in the meantime, just let you know that radio with Marin and Adam cooking in the kitchen is made possible by brioche. I really don't know if this was the best bread to use, but it's delicious. Brioche. Now, our astute audio listeners will have noticed that the bread from the toaster is done. And I will give you over to my assistant chef now, who will be explaining why there was, in fact, bread in the toaster.
Well, you can't see it because you're listening at home or on the road, but what this looks like is kind of like a melted pile of ice cream with a few pieces of bread in it. So what I've suggested to Adam is that we do toast a few more slices of bread so we can balance out the bread to liquid ratio, because it is a bread pudding after all.
Out of my way! I need more butter to pour on top!
Excuse me for that. Getting out of Adam's way. And now the timer has finished over here, Adam. And like I was saying, it is now a little bit more balanced out in the bread to milk ratio. Perhaps three cats was too many. Maybe.
Perhaps three cats, you know. But let's not ask, was it the correct number of cats? But when the correct number of cats, who the cats, and which the cats number of milk were ever there to be cats.
Very profound, very profound. I'm sure you've left all of our listeners dumbfounded.
Yes, profound as in leaving them with profanities, trying to figure out what is going on.
Indeed. Now, we're going to just take one last break before we toss this sucker in the oven. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back after these messages. Cooking with Marin and Adam comes to you from Moments of Louisa's Life. Louisa, what's your moment today?
I walked into the tea house this morning and there was no one there. It's like 11:30 and I even knocked on the door. I don't know why I did, but I went in and I was like, hello? But there was no one there. And I was like, did they forget to leave it unlocked or something? And so I like just sat on the couch for a couple of minutes and I thought maybe I should leave. Like maybe it's like a private event or something that no one's here for. And then I just hear this little like sneeze in the background. I'm like, okay, someone's here. And so I go around the corner and I was like, hello. And this like, and the nice hippie girl with the like Christmas outfit comes out and she introduced me to this new tea because we got to talking about teas. And I was like, I would like you to share with me the wisdom of being a Townsend's tea maker. And it's like this whole cult family group started in like 2009 before they cut off from Teichai Tea as a company. And then they started Townsend's. And so Townsend's, but like it's basically all these people that live in just like a couple houses, and it's like the Eugene Essence in Portland is Townsend's Tea Company. So I was talking to her about it, and she introduced me to it's called Blue Big Sky Blend, and it's got like cacao nibs and some cinnamon chips, but then chamomile and some lighter things. So it's this nice, light, fragrant, but kind of sweet thing. And she steeped it for like 15 minutes in like just whole milk, straight whole cow's milk, and then sweetened it with a little bit of honey, and it was the most religious experience that I've had. I had the entire tea house to myself for an hour and a half, and it was just silent, and there was no cars going by, and she just had on this like quiet music in the background. I will never get that moment back, mine. That was the pinnacle.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Cooking with Marin and Adam. We'll be back to you in just a moment. Louisa has just informed me that she is going to make this cocoa with her favorite utensil of all time. Now, without actually saying what this utensil is, can you describe it for me, Louisa? Go.
We call this a wang jangler in the business. What you gotta do is you take the...
No. What is this? What does it look like? How would you describe this without using its name?
There's a thin cylindrical spire that they meld together in kind of a cone bouncing shape and then attach that to a two-pronged but one whole piece bended metal that you use for the holding.
Have our listeners guessed what this is yet? I'm not sure. Maybe one more hint. Any other hints to what this item is?
It's got some suspension to it. So it's kind of like if a pogo stick were in like... kitchen utensil.
All right. Now, folks, if you haven't guessed at home, I'm going to let you know what this item is. It is a whisk that is also a spring whisk, I believe. I don't know how else to describe it. Does it have an official name?
The Wang Jangler.
All right. And we're coming back to you and Marin and Adam in the kitchen here. Hello, Adam.
No, excuse me. I was just hibernating.
That halitosis is ripe in the evening, isn't it?
Yes, yes, as you can tell, we are waiting. The bread pudding has, in fact, been in the oven, the bun in the oven. There's about 15:28 left until we check it at the 35-minute mark. Now, we know that we have an approximate 1 hour cook time. You know, with two different bread puddings in the oven, we have to be a little bit more cautious and a little bit more careful to know that the baking times might be different. We've got a glass bottom. We also don't know how much whiskey Adam put in there, so there are a lot of factors at stake. We got to give a very close eye, keep real attention to detail.
And what temperature is the oven set to?
That is a great question. It's at a number. It's between about 5 degrees and 5 million degrees.
And have you taken into account that this oven is 10 degrees hotter than most ovens?
10 degrees hotter, 10 degrees colder. I think we should step back a moment and ask ourselves, what is 10 degrees? What is colder? What is hotter? Why are we here?
That reminds me, Adam, we should check in with the weather from Miss Hatilda.
Hatilda Matilda. Thank you, Hatilda Matilda, for the Hatilda Matilda weather report. Or as we call it, the Hatilda Matilda Weather-ilda Reportilda.
Would you like to update us on what's going on out there?
It is nasty out there.
It's still nasty. Any change in where the nastiness is coming from? East, south, west, north?
It's coming from underneath people's feet now, I tell you what. It started off from the north, south, east, west coast, and now it's circling in around the mid, east, west, southerly regions up from the bottom.
And if I were to wear a scarf outside, would that be a good or a bad idea?
That would definitely be one of the nastiest things you could do on this fine, nasty day.
And is that a good thing?
Well, I tell you, when you've got nastiness, you just don't know how you're going to come at it. You just got to come at it with the way you got to come at it, you know?
Excellent.
Specific, clear answers. You should think about running for politics. We could use a woman like you in the government. Thank you, Hatilda Matilda, with the Rilda, Reportilda.
Wonderful. We'll be back to you when we take this sucker out of the oven, giving a few taste tests. Thanks, everybody. Here's a message from our sponsors. Cooking with Marin and Adam is brought to you by water. Now, excuse me, ma'am, can you tell me what your biggest ailment right now is?
Neck hurts.
And do you know why your neck hurts?
Yes, because my son is a pain in the neck.
Okay, well, now, coming in live in the studio, we have an alternating opinion from her son.
Hey, that's not fair!
I was just trying to get to the point that water might be able to solve your neck issues, but instead we're going to have a Jerry Springer issue,
yeah, this
aren't we?
Cream promo really went down the tubes.
All right, well, we're going to have to cut here, and we'll be back to you.
My granddaughter is drinking the alcohol, so we should probably just check on that.
Well, everyone, this is the last segment of Cooking with Mar and Adam in the Kitchen. How's it looking here, Adam?
We are the home stretches. It is golden brown. It is cooked. The oven has been turned off, ladies and gentlemen. Actually turned off.
Now, Adam, how did you know when to take out this monstrosity?
Jiggling Santa's belly. Now, that's the golden rule of thumb. Jiggling Santa's belly. You look, take a look at the monstrosity. Grip it firmly. Ouch, that's in the oven. Do not touch it directly.
Use gloves, folks.
You use gloves, folks. Yes, always use protection when baking. And so we'll take this and we'll give it a little shakel. If it shakes like Santa's belly, that's how you know it needs a little bit more time. But the smaller one is ready. We're just going to pop a peek at the other one inside of the oven. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but is it a little toasty?
Wiggle.
It's not wiggling like Santa's belly. I think we're ready to go.
And we're ready to cut this open and
eat.
Ready
to
slice.
This
looks delicious.
We're ready
to
slice.
Thank you so much for cooking this.
We've got the
beautiful
butter. We've got the dairy. We've got more dairy butter. We've got milk. We've got sugar. We've got the bread, the eggs, more butter, more dairy. And we are ready to enjoy.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, everyone. You have a great evening, morning, afternoon, early morning, late afternoon, late evening, and we'll catch you later.
Toodle-doo.
Toodle-doo.